Okay, I think I am back now, and we are headed to the bottom of the fourth inning here in District 6. 6-4 score, Piers over BBE. Not sure when we lost. The computer just overheated in the sun here, so I've got some ice and shielded it a little bit better, hopefully. So, Evan Wiener is the new pitcher now, warming up. Heading out to left, it looks like, that is Ben Schumann. Now pitches to the Jaguars. And leading things off for Piers should be Noah Bozer. Bottom of four here. In the top half of the inning, a leadoff single for Evan Wiener. Then Peyton Van Beck lined to Tauges in center. They doubled off Wiener at first, and then Meyer struck out. So that was the top half of the fourth. Noah Bozer with two runs scored. He was hit by a pitch and scored in the first. He doubled to drive in a run and scored in the second. So this is Evan Wiener pitching. And it's ball one to Noah Bozer. Back to work goes Wiener, and Noah takes a strike. 1-1. 6-4, Piers up on BBE. We're in the home half of the fourth, scheduled for 7. And the pitch by the righty is swung on and missed. 1-2 with Rushlow on deck, and then Matt Cummett. One-two pitch. Nubber out towards third in the air, caught, and Noah's out. He got jammed, and that catch made by Jackson Peter at third. One out. Brings up shortstop Preston Rushlow. Preston has an RBI single and a fly out to center. Nice play turned in there by BBE center fielder Abe Peter last time up. Takes one high from Evan Wiener for a ball. And there's a strike right at the letters. One ball, one strike to Preston Rushlow. Preston pops it up towards first, playable. Foul territory catch, two away. Sabula puts that one away right behind Terrell Shaw, coaching at first. Two up, two down. Brings up right fielder Matt Cummett. Matt's been hit by a pitch and doubled home a run. Piers strung together four doubles in the second inning, including three to start the inning. And he's plated three runs. Right now, that's the difference in the ball game as BBE came back with a four-run third. First pitch, a little inside. 1-0 to Matt Cummett. Pop foul out. Out of play. One ball, one strike. Never had that one happen to me before. Sun angle's changing here. There's a line drive down the line to right. Fair into the corner. Matt will round first, and he will go to second. And he's got his second double of the ball game. Two out, double to right off the bat of Cummett. Hit number 7 for Piers. And it brings up the catcher, Reese Kapsner. That sun, as it crosses over in the sky, the angle changes. I got to readjust here again. Otherwise, I might lose you again. If I do, that's what happened. It overheated. There's a strike. Reese has flown to center, grounded to third. He's 0 for 2. Six-four lead, and Reese takes one inside. One ball, one strike. This is the bottom of the fourth here in El Rosa. Reese popped it up to first. Sabula in his tracks. And that'll do it. Piers gets a two-out double, but strands Cummett. Couple of pops to first, one to third. And that completes four innings with Piers up on BBE here in the district tournament in El Rosa. It's 6-4 going to the fifth.
It's summer vacation season. If you are worrying about keeping the kids happy on those long road trips, stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Let us help you pick out the perfect smartphone or tablet from Verizon Wireless. Plus, with Verizon's unlimited plan, you won't have to worry about hefty overage charges. Before you leave on your summer vacation, stop in and see us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls, and let us set you up with a new tablet or smartphone.
Phelan Meats and Pier says, good luck, pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Back at Saints Field in El Rosa, top of the fifth inning, Piers leading BBE 6-4. Lochner, 2-1 count, and now it's 2-2. Check swing strike to Jackson Peter, top of the order. Two balls, two strikes. Peter has a base hit and a run scored in that four-run third. Lochner drops a breaking pitch low. Full count. Jaeger on deck. Four runs on five hits for BBE. Fastball is outside and a leadoff walk. Brings up catcher Adam Jaeger. Ben Schumann moves on deck. Came into the game on the pitching change in the bottom of the fourth in the left field with Derek Wiener taking over from, or I should say Evan Wiener taking over from Derek Wiener, and a foul on a hit and run. One strike. Jaeger reached on an error, stole the base in the first, single to drive in a run in the third. Good day so far for the catcher. Here's the one strike pitch from Lochner. And it's a fastball that turns him inside. Missed. One ball, one strike. Luke Gertz is in left. Matt Tauges in center. Matt Cummett in right. Noah Bozer manning first base. Runner goes. Pitch is swing and a miss. Throw to second. Kapsner guns him down easily. Rushlow accepts the throw and Reese threw it right to the bag. And just like that, there's one away. 2-6. It's a one ball, two strike count now to Jaeger. Bases are cleared on the throw by Kapsner. And Lochner rears back, and it's roped up the middle for a hit. Tauges will play it in. And Jaeger continues his nice day. Second hit. And brings up left fielder Ben Schumann. He'll get his first at-bat here in the fifth inning. He's batting in Derek Wiener's spot in the lineup. Strike at the knees, 0-1. That's the sixth BBE hit. One of the differences in the ballgame, that all six hits for BBE are singles. Five of the seven hits for Piers are doubles. Foul back. Quick 0-2 count now to Ben Schumann. Very warm day here. Piers 6, BBE 4. A lot of ball left to be played, though, just in the fifth. And the look in by Lochner. Jaeger's going. The pitch is grounded. Foul pass, third. He put a good swing on that ball. Just missed shooting it down the line. Oh, now that has gone a little great. What a fiasco this is turning out to be. Okay, well, now I've got water issues, too. Lochner ready in the fastball low. 1-2. Would you run down to the concession stand and get me some paper towels? Or napkins? Chopping swing foul. Oh, just a handful. I got some, this ice bag broke open for me here, so. One ball, two strikes. One out on the caught stealing in the inning, and then Jaeger followed that up with a solid knock to center as Lochner readies. Peers in, long pause, and now the pitch. Fouled off again. Schumann battling here. On deck is the shortstop, Ilias. Thank you. Throw to first. Jaeger dives back in. Between games, I'm going to run and get a fan. In the dirt, Kapsner throw to second and not in time. Steal for Jaeger. Good handle there by Reese, fielding a short hop pitch and still getting an accurate throw off. 2-2 now as Schumann has battled it to an even count. And Lochner, slow breaking ball is rolled to the Piers dugout where Thomas Funk leaps out and plays it. One on, one out. That man in scoring position is Adam Jaeger with his second stolen base of the day. Piers holding a tenuous 6-4 lead. Line drive to center. Tauges on a hop. They're going to send the runner. Now he slams on the brakes. Throw back Lochner to third. Standing is Jaeger. He came around the bag and got the late stop sign from manager Kevin Kiefler. Wise decision there as Tauges came up ready to gun. It was cut off by the pitcher Lochner at the mound. And it's runners at the corners. That's an excellent at-bat by Ben Schumann. And here's Ryan Ilias, who drove in two with a single to right in that four-run third. So he's the go-ahead run at the plate now for BBE in the fifth inning. See if they turn Schumann loose, trying to stay out of a double play. Reached for one and flipped it back and out. One strike to the cleanup batter, Ilias, who was called out on strikes in the first, singled home two in the third. Seven hits now for BBE to even things up in that column. And Lochner's pitch is high. 1-1. Pierce scored three in the first, three in the second, but they've been shut down since. Now BBE has the momentum offensively. There's a swing and a miss. Chased one low. 1-2 to Ryan Ilias. Thaniel Cibula is on deck. Runners at the corners. Here's the Lochner pitch. Reached for one up in the zone and knocked it straight back. 1-2. Lochner leans over, accepting the sign from Reese Kapsner. Long time to look in. Very deliberate. Now the pitch. Fastball, ground ball, into right. A run-scoring single. Schumann will stop at second. Ilias has driven in three. Ryan Ilias pokes it between Gertz and Bozer on the right side, and it's 6-5 now. Dylan Pittman is coming out to visit. So a break in the action here as Piers Legion coach Dylan Pittman has now seen Piers score the first six but then give up five. And the tying run is at second. The go-ahead run at first with just one out in the fifth inning. Daniel Cibula is the scheduled batter. He's 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts in the ballgame, but one of those came against Lochner in the third. So Dylan heads back to the dugout now. So three consecutive hits and a walk. The only out in the inning is Reese Kapsner's throw to catch Jackson Peter trying to steal. As Lochner deals. And it's down low, ball one to Thaniel Cibula, the BBE first baseman. 6-5 the score. Abe Peter on deck. He'll hit, barring a double play. Ground ball. Bozer has it go right under the glove. Here comes Schumann. Now he's trapped off second. Lochner back to Russell. They will tag. Boy, that's got to be, yeah. The runner ran past the runner who was standing on third. That's Ryan Ilias. He got rounding second and got caught. And he'll be ruled out of the baseline for out number two. But that'll be an error on Bozer. Two outs. Schumann stayed at third, and I don't think that Ilias trailing him realized that as he rounded and all of a sudden looked up and there was a man already standing on third and he had nowhere to go and ends up running out of the baseline to avoid a tag. So now it's Abe Peter tying run at third. Here's the pitch. Peter takes high, ball one. 6-5. Schumann represents the tying run at third with two down in the fifth. Lochner will turn and throw over. Diving back in is Thaniel Cibula. The pitcher Evan Wiener is on deck. Strike on the corner. One ball, one strike now to Peter, batting in the sixth spot for manager Kevin Kiefler. Runners at the corners, two down, a run in. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Lochner. Lined into right center field. Comet coming on. Dives, caught that ball. Matt Comet able to save the lead with that headfirst diving stab in right. Peter makes a bid to tie it up, but it's denied by Comet's catch. But another run on the board for BBE on three consecutive hits. As we go to the bottom of the fifth, the score now reads Pierce 6, BBE 5. Due up for Pierce, Luke Gertz, Jack Suska, and then the pitcher, Alec Lochner's spot is due up. When we return, we're at Saints Field in El Rosa.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Welcome back to Saints Field. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's Luke Gertz, the left fielder, to lead it off. And first pitch is low. 6-5 now. Piers' lead, which was 1-6, is now down to a single run. Luke Gertz has RBI to drive in a run. Ground ball to third, and it's down the line off the glove of Jackson Peter. And Luke is going to motor to second as the ball dies in shallow left. Finally retrieved by the shortstop, Illies, but that is Luke Gertz hustling out of the batter's box and reaching second base to start the inning. Inning number 5. And that'll bring up Jack Suska. So off the glove of third baseman Peter. And now Jack has walked twice. See if he's bunting here. Nope. Check swing and it's a strike called. 0-1 to Jack Suska. Piers trying to swing some momentum back. Looks like Reese Kapsner's headed down to the bullpen. High fly. Center field Peter drifts back. Luke is going to set up to tag. There's the catch. Luke tags, and he will reach on a fly out to center field. One out. Gertz at third, and here is the pitcher, Al Lochner. Nope, he's going to be lifted for a pinch hitter. This is Alex Funk batting for Lochner. Funk for Lochner.
Now batting for the Pioneers, number 5.
Thank you. Yeah. So Lochner's now out of the ball game, and that means that Reese Kapsner will be in to pitch in the 6th. Again, there's no re-entry rule here, no courtesy running. So Alex Funk batting for Lochner. Thomas Funk is out of the game. As the changes indicated to the home plate umpire. Runner at third with one out for Piers. Thank you. Alex takes outside, ball one. This is the 9 spot in the order, and Taugis moves on deck. So Reese will be in to pitch in the 6th inning. As Alex grounds it to the shortstop, playing in, and Illies throws him out. An Adam ball right to the BBE shortstop. 2 down for Matt Taugis. Taugis has been hit by a pitch. He has doubled. He has flown out to left, scored twice. Top of the order here against Evan Wiener, second BBE pitcher, as Derek Wiener went the first 3. Ground ball to second. Myers got it, and that's all for Piers. They leave Luke Gertz at third, and at the end of 5 at Saints Field, the score remains Piers 6, BBE with 5.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
All right, Reese Kapsner now on to pitch. He is the third Piers guy to work as Alec Lochner leaves. It looks like Alex Funk stays in the game in right. Matt Kummet comes back in to catch. And Reese Kapsner takes off the catcher's gear and goes out to the mound. So Lochner will go three innings in relief of Matt Taugis. He allows five runs on eight hits. He ends up with two strikeouts in the ball game.
Now pitching for the Pioneers, number 10.
And he walked two. So pitcher Evan Wiener will lead it off here against Reese Kapsner to start the sixth, Pierce 6, BBE 5. And Reese zips one high into the glove of Matt Kummet. One ball, no strikes. Ground ball, left side. Long throw, rush low, up with it to Bozer. Got him. Nice play, Preston. Wiener retired to start the sixth, and it brings up the right fielder, Peyton Van Beck.
Now batting for the Jaguars, number 18, Peyton Van Beck.
Peyton lined into a double play, hitting one to Taugis in center last time up, and they doubled off a runner at first base. He's also singled and scored, one for two. Takes a Kapsner offering off the plate for ball one. Kapsner rocks and fires. Fastball popped up, left side, shallow left, in, and Luke Gertz doesn't come up with it. Three fielders were there, and they all kind of pulled their gloves back. Rushlow, Gertz, and the third baseman, Suska, all converged in shallow left, and it fell at their feet. And the tying run is on base with one out.
Now,
second baseman Dylan Meyer. Meyer's walked and struck out. Both those at-bats came against Lochner, and Kapsner fires a strike at the belt. 0-1. There's a welcoming breeze. Top of the order on deck in Jackson Peter. 6-5. Piers with the lead in the sixth inning here over BBE at Saints Field in El Rosa. Bunted back and over the netting into the parking lot. 0-2 to Dylan Meyer. Winner this game plays at 7 this evening back here in El Rosa. The loser's coming back a little bit earlier at 4 in an elimination game. Here's the 0-2 look in by Reese Kapsner, and it's delivered about shoulder high for a ball. 1-2. Peyton Van Beck at first. Kapsner out on the mound now, looking over his shoulder at first baseman Noah Bozer, holding with the runner, throws a breaking ball that is knocked foul back to the screen here at Saints Field, home of the El Rosa Saints. Top of the order, Peter on deck, barring a double play here. Leadoff ground ball to short, and then a little pop-up that fell in shallow left for a hit. Fastball inside, 2-2 the count now to Dylan Meyer. Tao just started, went two. Lochner went three. Now it's in the hands of Reese Kapsner. Short lead for Van Beck. And the fastball, strike three called. Kapsner got the strikeout that he was looking for. Two down, top of the order, third baseman Jackson Peter. Peter in the ball game has singled, grounded out, walked, scored a run. Representing the top of the BBE batting order. Russell's going to play up the middle at shortstop. Here's the first pitch, and it's high. And Reese might be sweating a little bit. Reaches down, grabs some dirt on the mound, trying to dry that hand off. The 1-0 pitch, again, checking Van Beck. Little looper down the line, that'll twist foul. Evens a count at one ball, one strike to Jackson Peter. Piers 6, BBE 5, top of the sixth inning here at Saints Field. The look in by Reese Kapsner. Just low. Pretty good location, but just below the knees. 2-1 now. Reese will be a junior this fall. Jaeger's on deck if Peter reaches. There's one smothered in the dirt by Matt Cummett. 3-1. That one skipped off home plate. Wadena plays holding forward after this ball game. Van Beckett still at first, held by Noah Bolzer after blooping a single. Ground ball to Rushlow near the bag. Shovels to Lane at second for the force out. That's all for BBE. No runs, a hit, a man left. Bottom of the sixth coming up. Lane Gertz, Noah Bolzer, and Preston Rushlow are due up for Piers. They will look to add to a 6-5 lead here. Maybe their final at-bat as they go to work here in the bottom of the sixth.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League! When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Welcome back to Saints Field, where Lane Gertz has just belted one out of the ballpark as the 365 sign. A leadoff homer here in the bottom of the sixth for Lane Gertz. And that makes it 7-5 Piers. A long drive just to the left of the scoreboard here at Saints Field. So Lane now adds a home run to his double. And that'll bring up first baseman Noah Bolzer. So that's one swing, one insurance run put up by Piers here in the bottom of the sixth to extend their lead to 7-5. And Bolzer towers one to right down the line, and that ball is foul. Noah trying to go back-to-back. Noah's got a double, a pop to third, and he's been hit by a pitch, scoring two today. Pierce scored three in the first, three in the second. That's their first run since that second inning. The long home run by Lane Gertz. Outside from Evan Wiener, 1-1. Preston Rushlow on deck. Reached for it and lifts it foul down the line to right. I believe that'll get out for a 1-2 count now to Noah Bozer. So if Pierce holds on and win, they're three outs from doing so. They will play at 7 tonight here. Noah takes it high. 2-2. Lane Gertz with a leadoff homer here in the bottom of the sixth. And Noah sends another foul ball out of play. This one back over the third base dugout this time. Seven runs on eight hits now for Pierce. As Wiener, second BBE pitcher, floats one outside. Full count to Noah Bozer. Base is empty, and the windup and the payoff. Noah hits one deep to right. That ball is gone. That is back-to-back homers. Bozer keeps it inside the pole. And Gertz and Bozer hit round trippers to start the sixth. 3:22 down the line, and the guys come out of the dugout for their second meet and greet at home plate. And it's now an 8-5 Pierce lead. And now the shortstop, Preston Rushlow.
Now batting for Pierce, number 23, Preston Rushlow.
Preston's got an RBI single. He's popped up twice since then, 1-for-3 today. Evan Wiener. And Rushlow hits one in the air to left. Schumann in a step, now two steps, waits and has it, and there's the first out. Rushlow flies to left and brings up catcher Matt Cummett. Cummett's been hit by pitch, doubled twice today. He's driven in one. That pitch from Evan Wiener sails a little bit high. One ball, no strikes. BBE will have 2, 3, and 4 in their order due up in the seventh. There's one lashed out to center. Peter comes on and makes another fine catch. Hard hit ball, but nice play. Oh, that's Peyton Van Beck, isn't it, out there now? Or is that Peter? Is it a Peter? Okay. 15 or 18. Line drive out, regardless, for out number two. And here's the pitcher, Reese Kapsner, now. And Reese watches outside ball one. He'd robbed Preston Rushlow on a sliding catch earlier. That one hung up a little more. It had a little more velocity on it as Reese knocks a breaking pitch onto the roof of the grandstand here. One ball, one strike. So two homers and then two flyouts. And it's an 8-5 Pierce lead over BBE in the bottom of the sixth. Wiener readies and delivers. Popped up, playable. If Yeager sees it, he doesn't. Drops in the on-deck circle. 1-2. Didn't get much help from his teammates either. So Kapsner's still alive. The first base side is where that ball dropped. And Reese, see if he can do something with the new life here. Should have been retired on that play. 1-2 pitch. Reach for it. That should get him out. Pop up to second. And this will be the shortstop. Ilias gliding over to the second base side, gloving it. And that's the end of the inning. But Lane Gertz and Noah Bozer hit balls out of the ballpark to start the inning. And at the end of six now at Saints Field, the score reads Pierce 8, BBE 5. Adam Yeager due to lead off when we return.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community.
and by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshak Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, Reese Kapsner finishes his warm-up tosses. Piers 8, BBE 5. We go to the seventh inning, this District 6 playoff game, opening round of the district tournament. Leading off for BBE, catcher Adam Yeager. Yeager's had a couple of hits. He's been on base all three appearances, reaching on an error. He has stole two. He has scored two and driven in a run. He's been the leader of this BBE offense here today, along with Ryan Illies, who's driven in three. He'll bat third this inning. There's a strike delivered by Reese Kapsner to start the seventh. Five runs, nine hits for BBE, eight runs, nine hits for Piers. Little wrinkle is high. There's a ball scalded off of the glove of Reese. Lane picks it up, throws, and got him. And Reese looks back with that smile and says, I slowed that down for you. Right off his glove, it died on the grass between the mound and second, and Lane Gertz able to field in one motion, throw him out. That'll go as a 1-4-3 ground ball. One out, and there's a line drive, snared by Rushlow on a backhand for out number two. Schumann put a good swing on that ball, but is robbed by Rushlow for the second out. And that leaves things up to BBE shortstop Ryan Illies. So the middle infielder is turning in some plays here behind Reese Kapsner. And the pitch downstairs for a ball. Reese is going to get the win here if Pioneers hold on and win this ball game. Tau just went two. He can't get the win. Lochner went three, but he gave up all five runs. Kind of a scorer's discretion who gets the win, and I think it's going to be Reese. Fly ball, right center. Alex Funk should have this to end the ball game. He does, and Piers holds on and wins this ball game. Final score, Piers 8, BBE 5. Piers advances. They will play tonight back here in El Rosa, 7 o'clock. BBE will be back here at 4 in an elimination game. We'll be back and wrap this one up quickly after this.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
All right, quick wrap up here as Piers has defeated BBE 8-5 to open up the District 6 tournament in El Rosa today. Piers comes up with 8 runs, 9 hits. They commit a couple of errors. They leave 7 on base. 5 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors with 5 left on base for BBE. Winning pitcher, we're going to give it to Reese Kapsner. 2 shutout innings to close the ball game. No runs. He allowed a hit, 1 strikeout. Matt Taugis starts, goes 2 hitless, scoreless innings, striking out 3. Alec Lochner, 3 innings middle relief, gave up all 5 runs on 8 hits. Couple of strikeouts, couple of walks. And the loss is charged to the starter for BBE, Derek Wiener, going 3, allowing 6 runs on 6 hits. Evan Wiener pitched the final 3 innings. Pierce scored 3 in the first. They got it on an error, an RBI Preston Rushlow single, and an RBI single by Luke Gertz. They added 3 more in the second when they started the inning with 3 straight doubles off the bat of Taugis, Gertz, and Bozer, with Gertz and Bozer getting the RBIs. And then after a flyout to center, a 4th double in the inning by Matt Kummet chased home a run, and it was 6-0 after 2. BBE came back, scored 4 runs on 4 hits in the third. RBI single by Adam Yeager, a wild pitch, and a 2-run single by Ryan Ilias played the 4 runs, and just like that, it was 6-4. BBE closed it even further in the 5th when an error got another run home. Yeager scoring on an error. Nope, excuse me. He scored on the Ryan Ilias single, so Ilias drives in 3. And it was 6-5 at that point. And it stayed that way until the bottom of the 6th when Lane Gertz homer to left, Noah Bozer homer to right, the first 2 batters of the inning for a little insurance, and the Pioneers defeat BBE 8-5 to open up the District 6 Legion Tournament. So the next game for Piers will be back on this field in about 7 o'clock tonight. They will play the winner of the Wadena Holding Ford game. Those two teams will get started about 1:30 this afternoon here in El Rosa as the Pioneers clear the dugout, and Holding Ford will take over from them on the third base side. Wadena takes over at first, so hopefully it'll be cooler tonight. I'm going to run and get a fan, I think, at Walmart and Sox Center and solve some of the heating issues that we had here. The sun will also be not driving directly in here. That's my fault. I can't blame Mother Nature. That's me. I should have had blockage of that. But regardless, hope you enjoyed what you heard of the ball game here. We'll be back with you tonight as Piers will look to make it 2-0 on this day when they play either Holding Ford or Wadena. Those two teams are coming up. 8-5 win for Piers. Thanks for listening, everybody, to the District 6 Legion Baseball Tournament action here on You Are There Sports.